plagued a potential nugget.
And as you think about the leaders in this digital economy, Karthik, even in India, we're seeing a lot of action in Bangalore. What are the good practices you've seen in the context of them developing the leadership muscle as they grow with the organization? What do the good founders do? What do the good leaders do?
Well, so what do the good founders and the good leaders do? You mean, again, throughout the life cycle or,
No, I think,
at a particular
place? Yeah, I guess what I'm saying is they start young, right? In a way, yeah. They're excited by a product or excited by a problem that they're trying to solve. But clearly, in terms of experience, in terms of leadership capability, a lot of them are quite raw when they start out. And in a way, they evolve along with the organization. They grow with the organization. And sometimes the pace at which they grow needs to be faster than the organization for them to be relevant as a leader. So I'm just curious if there's an interesting scaffolding that they set for themselves so that they can ensure they grow without falling as the organization scales up.
Okay, I get it. So I would say that in terms of building, their leadership skills over time, I think of three pieces. Some of this is really intuitive and straightforward, but you'd be surprised by how many entrepreneurial leaders don't do this. So the first I would say is read a lot. Mm-hmm. Think of somebody like Bill Gates. He is known for being a voracious reader, certainly today, but I'm sure this was true even when he was CEO of Microsoft. Mm-hmm. And so I think read a lot is important. A lot of entrepreneurs are caught up in day-to-day battles that they don't really step back. And I think sometimes reading is the kind of activity that makes you step back and reassess and look at the big picture. Mm-hmm. The second I would add along the same lines is having great advisors who have solved the problems you expect to face in the next couple of years. So again, it's identifying people who have been through this journey and kind of saying, having them around so that you can tap into them is useful. And in fact, this also relates to your earlier question about, when should a founder ask if they should step off the driver's seat and let somebody else take over? Mm-hmm. I would say it's almost impossible for a founder to do objectively. Mm-hmm. And one needs mentors and advisors from day one, people you trust and whose trust you have won, who can help you think through this. And so that's one example. But more generally, for all the kinds of leadership questions and issues you face, it's good to have advisors who have been through this path and who you can learn from. And finally, some of it is just learning by doing. Mm. And so you might read a lot, you might have great advisors, but still your own situation may have its own unique nuances where it's not easy to just carry over the lessons and insights from those settings into yours. So you have to just learn by doing. And you'll make mistakes, but the key is to introspect and learn.
The big takeaway for me here is the criticality of self-awareness that's required for the journey. The individual needs to be self-aware enough to put together a council of advisors around him or her and give them the license to show an honest mirror along the way. Secondly, it's critical to have the cycle of introspection and reflection as they go through the journey for them to go through the hyper-development, because the company often scales up really quickly and often outpaces the growth of the individual. Thank you for listening.